On this day, 17 October 1970, Dungannon Council guilty. Mr. John Benn, Stormont's Commissioner for Complaints, has accused Dungannon Rural Council of maladministration for refusing to give a family of 13 a bigger house. Mr. and Mrs. Michael Mullen and their family have been living in a prefabricated bungalow owned by the council, who refused to grant them a transfer to a four-bedroomed house. 8 years ago, the local public health inspector recorded that the family were living in grossly overcrowded conditions, but an application then for a transfer to a larger house was ignored by the council. The family's case was taken up by Labour councillor Jack Hassard. In this case, the civil rights campaign against injustice at local government level has turned full circle, for it was in protest against action by Dungannon Rural Council in 1968 that Mr. Austin Curry, Member of Parliament for East Tyrone, led the first civil rights march. Hume Lash's unionist misrule in Fermanagh, a group of Paisleyites waving a Union Jack and shouting orange slogans, tried to interrupt the big civil rights protest meeting in Enniskillen, which was attended by over 20,000 people. However, the police moved in and pushed the Paisleyites back. Mr. Frank McManus, MP, appealed to the crowd not to be provoked. The meeting was held to protest against the jailing of 20 Fermanagh civil rights men for demonstrating against the unjust and undemocratic county council. Mr. John Hume MP said there were still too many people in Fermanagh willing to touch the forelock and bend the knee in front of the unionist masters. Fermanagh was the worst hit area when it came to unionist misrule. For many years, there had been a policy of extermination of the majority of the people. Hardly a family, but had a son or daughter in other lands in search of an ordinary job because of the planned campaign to deny them work at home. The unionist right wing was opposing local government reform because, as one of them conceded, it would mean that control of local government in Fermanagh, Derry and Tyrone would fall into anti-unionist hands. Mr. Hume called on the people of Fermanagh to withdraw all recognition from Fermanagh County Council. No citizen should pay rent or rates or anything else to this council. Unless the people of Fermanagh were prepared to do that, then all they were doing was issuing hot air. Editor's note. As Brian Faulkner struggled to get his housing reform bill past hostile backbenchers, the past misdeeds of unionist-controlled councils in the West continued to fuel controversy. The appalling record of the gerrymandered Fermanagh County Council attracted John Hume's particular ire.